Welcome to Prophecy Insights with Bro Stuff. Today is April 19th, 2016, and I am Bro Stuff. Today, I'm titling this message Concerned, and it's not really a prophecy update of any kind. I'm just wanting to share the concern that I have in my spirit, in my heart, about what I see going on in the world and why I'm concerned. As I look at those Baal arches going up in London, and my report I did a few days ago covered this temple, these temple arches being put up in America that's been canceled. But I shared that I felt America has lost her way. With the earthquakes in Ecuador, in Japan, the flooding in Texas, the volcanic ash being shot up into the air, I believe it's in New Mexico, and the civil unrest and this political season being so vicious, and seeing groups in America being pitted against one another, and the anger and hostility level in the human heart is so high right now. I'm concerned. And the things going on in the Middle East, and all the geopolitics. I mean, you add it all up, and I'm very concerned that something very dramatic, very big, and really bad is coming the world's way, is coming our way. And I'm concerned that the birth pangs that our Lord talked about in Matthew 24 is going to be ratcheted up so high, all of us are going to become very uncomfortable. And I can't see it, unfortunately, getting better. There's so much unrest in my heart, in my spirit, over what I see. That I'm just concerned that the Lord is really very angry with America turning its back on him and the world turning its back on him. And if you know anything about the Old and New Testaments, there comes a time when God says, enough is enough. And I believe the axe is getting ready to fall on the roots. And I think we're living in the days right before things just absolutely turn upside down. So I think it's time to pray, to prepare your heart for the days of darkness and trouble that are coming. And I would recommend that all of us join together and pray together and start asking the Lord for his help, for his encouragement, for his people, and ask the Lord to look out for and look over his people, to encourage us, to comfort us, to empower us, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with all of the people around us. It's time to be the people God has called us to be, and that is to be a light for, like a lighthouse. When a ship's lost out in that ocean, the lighthouse leads them to shore. We are God's little lighthouses all over the world, leading people to Jesus Christ. So let's be the light of the world. That's what our Lord's heart desired more than anything else, that we would be the light of the world. We would allow His Spirit to shine through us so bright. The Lord would draw men through us to Himself. So that's my message today. Keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. He really is. And live out your faith and be a light to those around you. Don't hide your light under a bushel, but be that light that is lifted high where people can find their way to Jesus Christ through your life. Amen and hallelujah. I'll talk to you again real soon on another Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Bye for now.